At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
Fire up the grill. Fill up your cup. And get the recliner ready. It's time for Hour 2 of Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle and taking it past midfield. And down the sideline he goes. This is storybook. An opening kickoff return for Damar Hamlin. And this place is absolutely going wild.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company. Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
And here comes Hines again. Oh my goodness! Can he do it twice? Is this for real? Can you believe it? Even a little Dion strut to the end zone. 101 yards.
Football Sunday on 1080.
Do you believe it? No. It's pretty close, Jim. It's pretty close.
What this is not on here?
The Fan.
We ain't bad going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
We can't even stop now, because it's bad.
Hour number two, NFL football on the TV, and hopefully Football Sunday on the app, the radio. We're watching, what is it right now? We got Ravens, Lions, I believe, Bucks, Falcons are on the TV.
Everybody's favorite team in the Lions.
And the Seahawks are going to play later today.
Jeez. Fantasy alert, Jerome Ford already giving the Cleveland Browns a 7-0 lead.
With a big old run.
Big old run. He's already cut 2 carries for 77 yards so far. 69 yards, 1 touchdown. That's crazy.
But the Seahawks, they will be playing later today against the Cardinals at home in Seattle. And I wanted to talk about them because I just don't understand them at all up until this point of the year. I think with the NFL season, you segment it into 4 week, 5 week, kind of like parts into the season to try and get a story to figure out what this team is or where they're going, where they've been. And I still don't know what to do with the Seahawks team. I mean, they start the year against the Rams with that, them throwing up on themselves in that second half of the game. Then they come out and beat one of the best teams in the league in the NFC, and the Lions putting up 37 points against that defense, which has looked amazing this year at points. You do the same against the Panthers, which they're the Panthers, so you put up 37 points against them. You put up 24 points against the Giants. That's an easy win there. You sack Daniel Jones, I believe, what was it, 7-8 times in that game, so more of a defensive effort. And then you go to Cincinnati, where you're about to play a Bengals team who, at this point in the year, people are wondering if they need to start considering packing it in. Joe Burrow's not 100% healthy. The offenses look putrid. But then you look even worse than them, and you lose 17-13 at Cincinnati. I understand it's a away game, but teams win away games all the time. Mm-hmm. And Geno Smith in that offense, it's just so inconsistent sometimes. I feel like it's very predicated on the other team's defensive performance. Like, it's, they don't go out and make the plays and go out and dice up the defense, and they aren't the one. It's most, I feel like it's mostly the other team dribbling it down their leg, if they're shooting themselves in the foot like that, they're the reason that the Seahawks are performing. And this week, last week to me was an opportunity for them to strike against the Bengals and get another win. You go to then 4-1 on the season, and huge missed opportunity. Maybe the Bengals are making that that turn the corner right now. We'll see this week, but I don't get the Seahawks team. Very confusing.
Yeah, I definitely see that. You know, you start the season with a blowout loss to a division rival.
Well, and again, you were right there, and then that second half of that game, you were just like, "What the hell?" That got out of hand real fast.
But then you gave Detroit, who's arguably one of the best teams in football, you know, their first L, you know, in there, and then Geno has played well so far. Up until last week when he threw two interceptions and was sacked four times. By far, his worst game of this season. You know, so I do expect him to bounce back, just considering that I think they let one go last week against Cincinnati. I just think they didn't play well that entire game. They couldn't get the ball moving. But if there's ever a day to get yourself right, it's playing against the Cardinals. I think that could potentially be a game to where you can kind of right the ship. And if you can end this afternoon, and you're sitting at 4-2, you're still in a great spot. You're still, like, you know, right behind the 49ers at the top of the NFC West. So I still think there's some great things about this Seahawks team. But I think it starts with Geno Smith. If Geno is going to produce and he's going to be able to get a touchdown on the board, I think he got a chance to win. But if he's going to have a game like he had last week where he can't connect with any of his receivers and they can't get the ball moving and he can't stay on his feet, then, yeah, it's going to be a long year for them. But I believe in Geno, and I believe in this Seahawks team. Don't actually tell anybody I said that. But I do think the Seahawks are much better.
Well, you just said it on air, so I mean, you probably told at least three people.
Well, I mean, don't tell them that I said it, but I'm being tongue in cheek a little bit. But at the same time, I do think the Seahawks team is better than we've seen this far, and I do think with a little more season ahead of them, we talked about being halfway through the college season. We're not even at a halfway point in the NFL season yet, and so there's still some time for them to really figure out who they are and, you know, how they're going to combat these great teams like the great teams in the NFC, like the Eagles and like the 49ers, who are just running through people.
Trying to combat that is going to take a better than 1-for-5 red zone effort. That's the reason they lost against Cincy right there. One of those, you're done. I mean, even a field goal, yeah, I guess technically that's a loss, but I'm not getting in the red zone to kick field goals is my idea. So that is ridiculous.
One of the things that drives me the absolute craziest, and I've seen a lot with the Cowboys fans, is stalling out in the red zone, red zone, and kicking field goals. Drives me nuts.
Well, and that a great quarterback leads you to the end zone, and they've got a great running back. They, you know, have a full offense. They've got, gosh, and that just division alone, I feel like they're like number two, you know, with San Francisco. Like they're stacked as far as like different weapons, you know, compared to who has the best offense. So it's that's not the issue. It's just executing. And simply put, you know, you got a quarterback who's in the good tier, not great in the NFL. And that kind of falls on him. And even Geno last week said, we've got to do better in the red zone. And it's not just that game. I think they've been bottom third all season in the red zone of the NFL. They're just not great when it comes to needing to score right when they're there.
Now, again, luckily, they have the Cardinals at home.
So that's a feather in the cap right there.
To be sneaky, able to play though. The
they
sneaky.
Are. Trust me. Again, as a Cowboy fan, I know this Cardinals team, unfortunately, way too well after that week three game against them. So we'll see what Joshua Dobbs and company has. The man who can't even buy his own jersey at the Cardinals team shop.
You like that?
But
that would be frustrating.
What if you're a pro NFL player and you pro go player to the and pro
a good
shop
player, and, like one of the good players, well, and get there and like, you what do you? You
I mean, Joshua Dobbs has played quarterback and he's had some performances, but I mean, I don't know if I would use the word like good. He's serviceable.
I mean, he's their guy now.
Yeah, I mean, he's the Listen, I might get some attempts by the end of the year. Arizona might be calling me. They're like, listen, Josh, you're playing a little bit too well here sometimes, okay? Reel it in. James Conner, stop running the ball so hard. Can you please stop doing that?
If I'm doing just handoffs, I could start an NFL game right now.
Well, yeah.
Just handoffs.
Definitely. I mean, I can go
screen pass.
My drop, my bam, bam, bam handoff, I can, dude.
How's your fake? How's your play action fake?
Oh, dude, I'm getting at least two guys. I'm getting two guys going with me at least. Yeah, yeah, we're getting mismatches all day. Just off of my fakes alone. Yeah. I think I've said this. I was a great quarterback outside of the passing part, you know.
Okay.
The snap, getting the ball, the drop back, the handoff, the
you
boot,
look professional.
The running, like I could do it all. Like, damn, this guy knows what to do. Oh boy, that ball came out and that is not good. Like there it is. Okay.
Well, you can't be any worse than Daniel Jones.
Oh,
that's
man.
For sure.
Boy, Jones and Jones right now both.
Do they even want him throwing the ball? They paid him $40 million to what? Hand it off to the running back most of the time.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's talk about some bad NFL quarterback play because there's a few this year. And I feel like this is a problem that we have as a collective in the media leading up to any NFL season is we try to look at every team as if everything is going to be going 100% okay, no injuries, and that someone's not going to suck. We need to look at some of these teams and these quarterbacks and be like, wow, this is bad.
Yeah, this isn't going to be good.
This is going really bad.
And the thing about it, Joe, is there's a lot of them right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a lot of them. There is more bad quarterbacks than good ones right now.
And really quickly before we get out to break and change subjects, it looks like Baltimore is up on Detroit right now 7-0. And if y'all like to live bet like I do,
oh boy,
the line is Detroit +7.5.
Oh,
I would take that all day, every day.
That's tasty right there.
I would throw 5 units at that if you can't. You're not going to get that for long. And it looks like they might take it off the board. You know, they just took it off my board on Bovada. So
go look
and see if you can run that 7.5 plus for Detroit.
Quickly, dear God. Let's talk about some bad quarterback play, bad teams in the league, because just like we did with USC, it's always fun to watch a train wreck, right? We do that next here. Grillworks Supply Co. is a sponsor of Football Sunday. We do that next here on 1080 The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt,
danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right, we love giving props to some of the best quarterbacks in the league. You know, week to week, we love lamenting on great performances that we see throughout the league. Even if Dak Prescott has a good performance, we still nitpick it and talk about how it was bad somehow.
Did you say Pickett?
Kenny Pickett.
Oh, okay.
Is he on your list?
I mean, yeah.
Well, Danny Werfel 2.0.
Yeah, he is.
Wanted to definitely talk about some bad starting quarterback play because, you know, there's obviously bad quarterbacks in general. I believe that the Bears are starting, was it Tyson Bagent?
Or Badgett or Bagent. Baggett or I don't know.
PJ Walker somehow won last week with a 45.2 quarterback rating.
XFL star right there, baby.
Let's go. But there are some guys that are actually paid as starters in the league that are supposed to perform and are not. And I think we need to take a few minutes to question whether or not it's time to start looking at other options. I know one team can't for financial reasons, but let's start with across the faux marble table with Rashad and your Patriots, Mac Jones. Bud.
Don't even say his name. Just call him Patriots quarterback or something. Don't, you know, don't call. I don't
Patriots like quarterback name. To number 10 yeah. on the Madden roster.
Listen, I don't know what – Belichick is usually a really smart dude and has been, you know, for most of his career. Pick the right people. Very seldom go out and grab draft receivers in the first round or second round. And he has a great relationship with Nick Saban. We know that, which is why Mac Jones is a Patriot. Mac Jones is the worst quarterback that this franchise has ever had. Ever had.
As a franchise starter. Because Brian Hoyer had to go out there a couple times.
Brian Hoyer won some games. Brian Hoyer won games for the Patriots. You know, Mac Jones has not been a great quarterback since day one. When Tom Brady took over for the Patriots, the Pats were a defensive team and he was a game manager. Don't believe me? Go back and look at the stats. Brady was not trusted to throw the ball through the air like that. It wasn't until he became all the way comfortable with the offense to where Belichick kind of, you know, let go of the reins and said, man, go out there and do your thing. That's not going to happen with Mac. He can't make those throws. And he couldn't make those throws at Alabama, but we decided to overlook that because he was Saban's guy. And now he's been here for year four, and he has been just as bad as he was the first year. Mac Jones is the definition of mediocre quarterback. He should be a clipboard guy. That's just what I feel.
I mean, that sums it up after you lose to the Cowboys. What was it, 35-3, and then the Saints, 34-0?
They put up, they had like 70 some odd points put up, and they scored three in two games? Yeah. Get out of here, bro. That's not an NFL starting quarterback. I'm sure he'll be a great college analyst for ESPN or for Fox or whomever. But
end up playing Matt Leinart.
Yeah, NFL quarterback for a franchise shouldn't be happening. He should be a clipboard guy.
Well, simply put, it sounds like the system that Bill had in place there for year one. I mean, how much did he let Mac throw? Not much. We were all kind of like, well, we don't know what Mac Jones is yet, even though they made the playoffs and played in one game for the New England Patriots his rookie year, because he barely got to throw the ball. They leaned on the run all the time, and now we're seeing him exposed. He's gotten injured.
He likes to punch people in the nuts.
Yeah, he's a weird character.
He's a Grayson Allen of the NFL.
Yeah, and that's a guy that I definitely don't want nothing to do with, and that's pretty much what Mac Jones is out there on the field. He's Grayson Allen.
And wouldn't you know it, Patriots are up 10-0 on the Bills right now.
What the heck?
And that was because
everybody said the Bills are going to smash the New England Patriots.
And that was because they decided to give the ball, and Mac Jones is doing his job and handing the ball to Ezekiel Elliott, and who got the score.
All right.
Horrible week for NFL betting.
Move on to another Jones, Daniel Jones.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about a team that's screwed? Like, I don't know. I haven't dove into that contract and when they can get out of it. And there are some other problems with that team in general.
They just signed it.
I know. Get out of it immediately.
Oh, I agree with you.
They should have never given him that amount of money to begin with.
I want to know what they were thinking. Does he have naked pictures of, like, the owners or something? Like, there's no way they were just
He looks at them like he does have those pictures, that wide-eyed stare that he has.
It's creepy, right?
Dude,
I don't talk about the kid, but, yo, like, stop looking at me like that.
Listen, and I know...
find it sexy.
And listen, I know he's the quarterback, so it's not like he can block the guys that are sacking him. You know, that takes an offensive line to do that. Like, they haven't really been doing any justice for him at all this year. So I will say that is that Daniel Jones has had a terrible year after signing a contract because he, 11 sacks against one team. Cowboys had 7 sacks. Seahawks had 7 sacks. Like, he is on pace to be sacked more than any quarterback in any season ever. So he's not really getting his fair shake, but also you gave the dude $40 million a year after he threw only 15 touchdowns last year.
And to put it into perspective, as far as Daniel Jones, Mac Jones, Joshua Dobbs, Jordan Love, Kenny Pickett, Bryce Young are all better quarterbacks at this point than Daniel Jones is per the stats.
But and using the word better as far as stats go.
Per stats say, and you know, and those are quarterbacks that we all crap on, you know, all the time. And Daniel Jones isn't close to those guys.
Yeah, that is getting out of hand quickly there. And you see Brian Daboll also sometimes. Like, he is. And I saw someone, I don't know if it's Twitter or Reddit, but someone made a great point about an NFL head coach and the pressure that they have. Like, Daniel Jones, regardless of what happens this year, like, he's getting paid. He's still making a butt ton of money. He's probably going to be the starter next year, maybe the year after that. Then he'll be carrying a clipboard somewhere else for the next 5 years. He'll be fine. Some of these guys in the NFL that are head coaches only get this opportunity and this chance once. So when your quarterback is playing the way he is, and you are known as an offensive guru and offensive mind, hell yeah, I'm pissed throwing my tablet, being like, dude, what are you doing? Like, someone put it in that perspective, like, they only got one chance to make this work as a head coach, and then that can lead to other head coaching positions in the future. So if you're Brian Daboll, if you're the Arthur Smith in Atlanta right now, and you've had Desmond Ridder was the other quarterback on my list, and you've had to deal with, no offense to Marcus, but Marcus Mariota and now Ridder in back-to-back years. It's like, dude, can you please give me a quarterback to work with here so I can show?
No, he picked him.
Yeah, unfortunately, that was a wrong choice. Yeah. I understand what was happening. Marcus left. Ridder was, what, a second-round pick, third-round pick?
Supposed to be just like Marcus Mariota, which was why it was the perfect marriage when he was brought in to start and teach Ridder.
Well, guess what? You did not use a high pick on him. He's not good. You had one of his receivers almost want to rip his head off on the sideline the other week when he was trying to hype him up on the sideline. That's good. If I'm Arthur Smith, that's like one of those, like, I understand my head coach and want the position, but dear God, if you don't give me a quarterback, what the hell am I doing? Like,
it's setting somebody up for failure. You know, if you don't have a quarterback, or at least a quarterback you believe in that position.
So, I mean, I got the Jones brothers. I got Ridder.
The Jones brothers.
And then Ryan Tannehill. We're done there. I think the Titans throw in that mayo coffee eating disgusting son of a bitch there that they got on the bench. What's his name? Will Levis. Because Malik Willis is not going to be your starter.
No, they already tried him.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good, Bob.
So yeah, I got the Jones brothers, Ritter and Tannehill. Those are my four this year where it's just like, dear God, scratch my eyeballs out as I'm watching these games right now. It's bad.
I mean, it's definitely both the Jones brothers, how we got this conversation started. Desmond Ritter, for as bad as he is, he's still thrown for 1,300 yards so far in the season. So, yeah, I guess he's still doing something relatively right, you know, out there in Atlanta.
But I'm telling you, it's not right.
No, but I would probably say, and I don't want to go Bryce Young or Kenny Pickett just because I still think they're really young. Zach Wilson's still very young in their NFL careers. But as far as guys that have been around for a little bit, man, Jimmy G is Jimmy G. He hasn't been good since those two games that he played, or that game and a half that he played as a Patriot, and that time he got the 49ers to the Super Bowl. You know, outside of that, he's been a pretty average quarterback and still kind of showing it. So, yeah, I think that's it for me.
Got any garbage quarterbacks over there? I don't know.
Somebody we missed and didn't say?
No, I don't.
As far as, like, starters go, I mean, the Jordan Love experiment also is starting to run its course.
I was just going to say, you know, it sounds like that the time, at least in the offseason, the Green Bay Packers brass and Matt LaFleur thought, oh, man, we found our Lamar Jackson. No, you didn't.
They played the Bears week one. They're like, I think this might work. It's like, no, you just played the Bears week one is all you did.
Yeah, the quarterback greatness in Green Bay is over. They should probably start to look into the fountain of quarterback ink as well.
They played the Bears, the Packers. They played the Bears and the Falcons to start. Jordan Love, after two games, had over 400 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, no interceptions. Since then, he has thrown 2 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
Yes. Killing.
Against New Orleans, Detroit, and then losing to Las Vegas last. So, going great. It's going great. Hey, who do you guys love?
I think all my picks are already busted. So.
Well, there are still some games left to be played.
So take an afternoon slate then?
Yeah. Okay, we got those 1 p.m. games. We got a Monday night game as well. Sunday night game, obviously. So it's time for Who Do You Love next right here on Football Sunday, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Co. But first, Jordan Schultz. Schultzy, Sports Center Update.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Who do you love? All right, let's do a quick recap over the last few weeks since we took a hiatus. After, week 5... Rashad, you went with the Patriots covering against the Saints.
Jesus.
That's all I'll say there. You had Baltimore covering against the Steelers that week, and they just... I don't know what happened with Baltimore that week. That was stupid.
This is why I don't lose my money.
But then
much
you
better
had
this week.
You had the 49ers covering against my Cowboys, and boy, did they. And now your record for the season stands at 5-4.
Ugh.
The last time we were on air, I took Texans plus 2.5 to cover, I believe, against the Falcons or something like that. And they did. They only lost by 2.
Okay.
Jordan, you and I both did a little double bet on the Giants-Miami Dolphins game a couple weeks ago, where I took the Giants to cover the 13. You took the Miami to cover the 13. Miami covered. They won 31-16.
There we go, baby. Hmm.
That garbage time field goal from the Giants should have been a garbage time touchdown, damn it. I took the Chiefs to cover 3.5. I believe it was against the Broncos or something 2 weeks ago. Either way, I was right. Jordan, you had Houston, Atlanta over. That did not hit by like 2 points.
It was so close because CJ Stroud, man, he has gone off. That kid's scoring points now.
And then you had the Rams to cover 4 against the Eagles. That did not happen. Nope. I am also 5-4. Jordan, 2-7.
I am rough.
It's a rally week. It's a rally week right here.
No, I don't think so.
I think so. Maybe not in your app, but in this segment, it's a rally week. Okay. I'm going to go Rams today. covering the 3.5 against the Steelers. This is in Los Angeles. Pittsburgh having to come all the way across the country to play against the Rams after an emotional victory against the Ravens, 17-10. I believe that they are coming off of the bye week, but I don't care. I don't trust Kenny Pickett. I don't trust the Steelers offense. And the Rams, they got Cooper Kupp back. They're playing pretty decent this year when a lot of people thought they were going to be maybe a 6-7 win team. Well, they're already halfway there. So I got them covering 3.5 today at home against the Steelers.
Man, very good. Shoot, I'm going to take a game that involves two, count them two, former Nick Saban players and Alabama quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts.
Hey-o.
And Tua Tagovailoa play each other today as the Dolphins visit the Eagles. The Eagles are a 3-point favorite. This is tough because as I look at both of their schedules, neither of them have really played quote-unquote quality teams yet. Right? And but they both have the same record at 5-1. But if you look at both of their schedules, they're like, they beat teams, but none of them have been great teams. I think that Philadelphia is going to have to bounce back after last week's disappointing loss to an inferior team. But I'm going to take Miami to cover the 3 points.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. I thought that would be interesting. I mean, that has potential to be a close game and just a straight-up Miami victory.
Right.
So, yeah, I like that. Jordan.
I'm thinking that at least the first one's going to be our game here on 1080 The Fan later. The Seahawks and Cardinals.
Ooh.
Don't have as much faith in the Seattle Seahawks as I just can't believe the line is 9.5 to cover. I feel like Vegas is trying to trick me here, but I'm going to go the Arizona Cardinals plus 9.5. Yes, even on the road.
Plus 9.5. I don't mind it either. I mean, I could see this being a Seahawks at home big victory, but I've seen how the Cardinals play this year. They can be annoying as hell. My next game, I am going to the AFC West, the Chargers against the Chiefs.
Dang it.
I am taking the Chargers to cover the 6 points against Kansas City. Kansas City's offense has been weird this year, man, unless they're playing the Bears, which is the case for everybody when they play the Bears. But it has just not been the same this year as years past. Maybe they start to flip the switch and start putting up more 30-point games. Patrick Mahomes starts looking like himself a little bit more. But also the Chargers, this is a big game. If I hate moral victories, but you got to basically win this game, if not keep it close.
Man.
You go to 2-4, the season's not over, but if you go to 2-4 and you lose by multiple possessions in this one, that seat is going to be on fire
for Brandon Staley. A lot of people that think they should punt on Justin Herbert already.
I wouldn't go that far.
There's people out there that are saying like he's not it, not the answer, but hey.
Or maybe this is who he is and where people are saying like unleash him a little bit more. It's like, well, maybe this is just his cap. Like yeah. This is this peak right here. But I think that the Chargers are going to keep it close tonight because they absolutely have to. They have the offense to do it. It was a weird week last week against the Cowboys. So I think they rebound and they have to. It's a huge game. I don't think the Chiefs had the offense to keep them that far away. So Chargers plus 6. What you got?
Man, so San Francisco, disappointing loss last week. Minnesota Vikings, disappointing season thus far. I mean, but the Vikings, San Francisco is favored by 7 today.
That's Monday night game.
That's Monday night game, excuse me. They are favored by 7, which could change by then. I don't think so, unless it's getting bigger. But if you look at any of Minnesota's games, they've all been right around 7-point losses or maybe a 7-point win. So I think 7 might be the magic number. So I'm taking San Francisco on the points.
I've actually got a sneaky one here. It's a player prop, and I think it's a good line. Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown score in the first half, you're getting about plus 150 to 160 on different books. So I'm going Travis Kelce in the first half against the Chargers to score a touchdown. Good money there, plus 155. So throw a couple units on there. Take a little risky.
Is there a prop on Taylor Swift mentions?
I don't even care.
I'm sure.
I would love to take that.
Like, I'm sure there is, and I just want to get back to football. Please.
Well, I'm sure Travis Kelce does too.
No, he does, and he wants to. Never mind. I just almost made a very dirty joke on the air. All right.
Please go forward. We have a dump button.
Nope. not long enough for that.
I think this is the perfect place to make dirty jokes. We do it all the time. Yeah.
All right. We've got one more game apiece here. I am going to go with the Packers versus Broncos. Wow. What a riveting matchup, right? It's got an over-under set at 44.5, which to me is like a low 20s game that they keep close. Green Bay is a one-point favorite, so it's basically a pick 'em. But I've seen these teams. It's not fun. It's not fun to watch by any means at all. And I don't think these offenses, what they've seen this year, give me any confidence that they're going to be able to put up over 44.5 combined. But chances are it's going to be a 38-35 shootout. So, I'm going to take the under Packers-Bronco 44.5.
I'm going to switch things up. This is football Sunday, but something very important happens this upcoming week, and it's the start of the NBA season.
New look Blazers,
new look Bucks, new look Golden State Warriors and Phoenix Suns, as the Suns are going to visit the Warriors on TNT 7 o'clock on Tuesday, and currently Golden State is a 1-point favorite. That's crazy, right? Just one?
That's a pick 'em. So yeah. What are you going to do?
I know, right? So
where are you going with this?
And the over-under is 232. I'm definitely going to take I'm going to take the over.
You don't even know what you're going to take.
No, I don't. But either way, Golden State favored by one. That doesn't sound correct. I would probably take Phoenix and the points. Yeah.
Phoenix to cover the one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So
I think Phoenix is probably a better team than
so
Golden
Phoenix
State.
To win then.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because if they cover the one, they can't tie.
Yeah, so to win,
Phoenix essentially, is win. It's a pick-up.
Yeah, essentially, there's when I say there's little information here, there is no information because they haven't got any really spread.
Automatic lock, yet. Phoenix.
So so I'm gonna go
inside
ahead and say
info
Phoenix.
Guaranteed.
I love the vagueness in those things. Phoenix, Golden State, lock. It's like, what is the lock? Tell me. Like,
Steph Curry Golden State. Guarantee it. That's the lock.
It's like, I love it. God. What do you love? Well, you got to call him to give me money.
He'll help you go 5-0.
Guaranteed. For the whole season free.
Insider confirmed. All right, let's take a baseball game for my third pick.
What?
All right.
I guess that's kind of happening.
Oh, yeah, right? The ALCS, game 6. Houston could punch their ticket to the World Series.
Oh, is that a thing?
What? yes, Rashad, it is a thing. Framber Valdez is on the mound. He's been absolute ass in the playoffs for the Houston Astros.
Straight cheeks, bro.
So slap those cheeks, Texas. So for that reason alone, I will say Texas, they are even money straight up. I will take the money line on Texas tonight.
Tejas, huh?
Tejas to tie
going seven,
and send
huh?
it to a game 7. All right. Texas is so good. I know it's at Houston, which is, I think it's a ballsy pick, but there we go.
Texas straight up. Well, you're guaranteed to lose some money there, folks. So I hope you wrote down those picks. Take them up to A&A. Take them to Spirit Mountain. Wherever you want to place your bets or on BetMGM app. Whatever the hell you give your money. Some offshore bookie. Those are your automatic locks for the day. All right. Ravens are up 21-0 on the Lions. You know, not surprised, right?
Lamar Jackson is looking like the second coming.
Yeah, right, I had the Lions in 3 of my 4 parlays today. Oof. This sucks.
Oofka. Yeah, that's...
they're done.
It's, maybe a really cool comeback. We'll see. We're going to wrap this baby up next. Blazers basketball starts this week.
Man, does it?
Unreal.
So excited.
Let's do a quick 5-minute preview of the 23-24 season next year, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Who do you love? All right, let's do a little quick recap over the last few weeks since we took a hiatus. After, week 5, Rashad, you went with the Patriots covering against the Saints.
Jesus.
That's all I'll say there. You had Baltimore covering against the Steelers that week, and they just, I don't know what happened with Baltimore that week. That was stupid.
This is why I don't lose my money.
But man, then you had this week. You had the 49ers covering against my Cowboys, and boy, did they. And now your record for the season stands at 5-4.
Ugh.
The last time we were on air, I took Texans plus 2.5 to cover, I believe, against the Falcons or something like that. And they did. They only lost by 2.
Okay.
Jordan, you and I both did a little double bet on the Giants-Miami Dolphins game a couple weeks ago, where I took the Giants to cover the 13. You took the Miami to cover the 13. Miami covered. They won 31-16.
There we go, baby. Mm.
That garbage time field goal from the Giants should have been a garbage time touchdown, damn it. I took the Chiefs to cover 3.5. I believe it was against the Broncos or something 2 weeks ago. Either way, I was right. Jordan, you had Houston, Atlanta over. That did not hit by like 2 points.
It was so close because CJ Stroud, man, he has gone off. Like, yeah, that kid's scoring points now.
And then you had the Rams to cover 4 against the Eagles. That did not happen. Nope. I am also 5-4. Jordan, 2-7.
I am rough.
It's a rally week. It's a rally week right here.
No, so, I don't think so.
I think so. Maybe not in your app, but in this segment, it's a rally week. Okay. I'm going to go Rams today. Covering the 3.5 against the Steelers. This is in Los Angeles. Pittsburgh having to come all the way across the country to play against the Rams after an emotional victory against the Ravens, 17-10. I believe that they are coming off of the bye week, but I don't care. I don't trust Kenny Pickett. I don't trust the Steelers offense. And the Rams, they got Cooper Kupp back. They're playing pretty decent this year when a lot of people thought they were going to be maybe a 6-7 win team. Well, they're already halfway there. So I got them covering 3.5 today at home against the Steelers.
Man, very good. I'm going to take a game that involves two, count them two, former Nick Saban players and Alabama quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts.
Hey-o.
And Tua Tagovailoa play each other today as the Dolphins visit the Eagles. The Eagles are a three-point favorite. This is tough because as I look at both of their schedules, neither of them have really played quote-unquote quality teams yet. Right. And but they both have the same record at 5-1. But if you look at both of their schedules, they're like, they beat teams, but none of them have been great teams. I think that Philadelphia is going to have to bounce back after last week's disappointing loss to an inferior team. But I'm going to take Miami to cover the 3 points.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. I thought that would be interesting. I mean, that has potential to be a close game and just a straight up Miami victory.
Right.
So, yeah, I like that. Jordan.
I'm thinking that at least the first one's going to be our game here on 1080 The Fan later. The Seahawks and Cardinals.
Ooh.
Don't have as much faith in the Seattle Seahawks as I just can't believe the line is 9.5 to cover. I feel like Vegas is trying to trick me here, but I'm going to go the Arizona Cardinals plus 9.5. Yes, even on the road.
Plus 9.5. I don't mind it either. I mean, I could see this being a Seahawks at home big victory, but I've seen how the Cardinals play this year. They can be annoying as hell. My next game, I am going to the AFC West, the Chargers against the Chiefs.
Dang it.
I am taking the Chargers to cover the 6 points against Kansas City. Kansas City's offense has been weird this year, man, unless they're playing the Bears, which is the case for everybody when they play the Bears. But it has just not been the same this year as years past. Maybe they start to flip the switch and start putting up more 30-point games. Patrick Mahomes starts looking like himself a little bit more. But also the Chargers, this is a big game. I hate moral victories, but you got to basically win this game, if not keep it close.
Man.
You go to 2-4, the season's not over, but if you go to 2-4 and you lose by multiple possessions in this one, that seat is going to be on fire
for Brandon Staley. A lot of people that think they should punt on Justin Herbert already.
I wouldn't go that far.
There's people out there that are saying like he's not it, not the answer, but hey.
Or maybe this is who he is, and where people are saying like unleash him a little bit more. It's like, well, maybe this is just his cap. Like, yeah, this is this peak right here. But I think that the Chargers are going to keep it close tonight because they absolutely have to. They have the offense to do it. It was a weird week last week against the Cowboys. So I think they rebound, and they have to. It's a huge game. I don't think the Chiefs had the offense to keep them that far away. So Chargers plus 6. What you got?
Man, so San Francisco, disappointing loss last week. Minnesota Vikings, disappointing season thus far. I mean, but the Vikings, San Francisco is favored by 7 today.
That's a Monday night game.
They are favored by 7, which could change by then. I don't think so, unless it's getting bigger. But if you look at any of Minnesota's games, they've all been right around 7-point losses or maybe a 7-point win. So I think 7 might be the magic number. So I'm taking San Francisco on the points.
I've actually got a sneaky one here. It's a player prop, and I think it's a good line. Travis Kelce, anytime touchdown score in the first half, you're getting about plus 150 to 160 on different books. So I'm going Travis Kelce in the first half against the Chargers to score a touchdown. Good money there, plus 155. So throw a couple units on there. Take a little risky.
Is there a prop on Taylor Swift mentions?
I don't even care.
I'm sure.
I would love to take that.
Like, I'm sure there is, and I just want to get back to football. Please.
Well, I'm sure Travis Kelce does too.
No, he does, and he wants to. Never mind. I just almost made a very dirty joke on the air. All right.
Please go forward. We have a dump button.
Nope. No, not long enough for that.
I think this is the perfect place to make dirty jokes. We do it all the time. Yeah.
All right. We've got one more game apiece here. I am going to go with the Packers versus Broncos. Wow. What a riveting matchup, right? It's got an over-under set at 44.5, which to me is like a low 20s game that they keep close. Green Bay is a 1-point favorite, so it's basically a pick 'em. But I've seen these teams. It's not fun. It's not fun to watch by any means at all. And I don't think these offenses, what they've seen this year, give me any confidence that they're going to be able to put up over 44.5 combined. But chances are it's going to be a 38-35 shootout. So, I'm going to take the under Packers-Bronco 44.5.
I'm going to switch things up. This is football Sunday, but something very important happens this upcoming week, and it's the start of the NBA season.
New look Blazers,
new look Bucks, new look Golden State Warriors and Phoenix Suns, as the Warriors are going to visit the, excuse me, the Suns are going to visit the Warriors on TNT 7 o'clock on Tuesday, and currently Golden State is a 1-point favorite. That's crazy, right? Just one?
No, I'm just, I mean, that's a pick 'em, so yeah. What are you going to do?
I know, right? So,
where are you going with this?
And the over under is 232. I'm definitely going to take, I'm going to take the over.
You don't even know what you're going to take.
No, I don't. But either way, Golden State, favored by one. That doesn't sound correct. I would probably take Phoenix and the points. Yeah.
Phoenix to cover the one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So,
I think Phoenix is probably a better team than
so
Golden
Phoenix
State.
To win then
pretty much, yeah.
Because if they cover the one, they can't tie.
Yeah, so to win, Phoenix
essentially,
is gonna win.
It's a pick-up.
Yeah, essentially, there's when I say there's little information here, there is no information because they haven't got any really spread.
Automatic lock, yet. Phoenix.
So yeah, so I'm gonna go
Inside
ahead and say
info
Phoenix.
Guaranteed.
I love the vagueness in those things. Phoenix, Golden State, lock. It's like, what is the lock? Tell me. Like,
Steph Curry Golden State. Guarantee it. That's the lock.
It's like, I love it. God. What do you love? Well, you got to call him to give me money.
He'll help you go 5-0.
Guaranteed. For the whole season free.
Insider confirmed. All right, let's take a baseball game for my third pick.
What?
All right.
I guess that's kind of happening.
Oh, yeah, right? The ALCS, Game 6. Houston could punch their ticket to the World Series.
Oh, is that a thing?
What? yes, Rashad, it is a thing. Framber Valdez is on the mound. He's been absolute ass in the playoffs for the Houston Astros.
Straight cheeks, bro.
So slap those cheeks, Texas. So for that reason alone, I will say Texas, they are even money straight up. I will take the money line on Texas tonight.
Tejas, huh?
Tejas to tie
going seven,
and send
huh?
it to a game seven. Right. Texas is so good. I know it's at Houston, which is, I think it's a ballsy pick, but there we go.
Texas straight up. Well, you're guaranteed to lose some money there, folks. So I hope you wrote down those picks. Take them up to A&A. Take them to Spirit Mountain. Wherever you want to place your bets or on BetMGM app. Whatever the hell you give your money. Some offshore bookie. Those are your automatic locks for the day. All right. Ravens are up 21-0 on the Lions. You know, not surprised, right?
Jeez. Lamar Jackson is looking like the second coming.
Yeah, right, I had the Lions in three of my four parlays today. Oof. This sucks.
Oofka. Yeah, that's...
they're done.
It's, hey, maybe a really cool comeback. We'll see. We're going to wrap this baby up next. Blazers basketball starts this week.
Man, does it?
Unreal.
So excited.
Let's do a quick 5-minute preview of the 23-24 season next year. Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
So
good.
So the Portland Trailblazers start their season this week against... Yes.
Believe it's the Suns or the Clippers?
Clippers.
Clippers. Yeah, the Clippers.
Sorry, they played the Suns twice in the preseason.
I knew that. Wednesday night in Los Angeles, 7:30 tip against the Los Angeles Clippers or whoever is in a Clippers uniform that night. I would die if they load managed the first night of the season, sat Paul George and Kawhi Leonard just to stick it to the league. That'd
Could you imagine if they traded for James Harden and then said, oh, we're going to load manage him.
Sit all three of them the first night. and then the Blazers' home opener is going to be Friday against the Orlando Magic. Tickets as low as $14, folks.
Go see Scoot, everybody. Blazers are pumping it out.
So how many games are you guys watching until you stop watching? You going 5, 10, 15 games? How long are you giving this baby Blazers experiment before you realize, man, I have a life and time that I can spend on other things?
Well, the great thing about this team is that there is no expectation.
That is true.
There's no, they need to make the playoffs. We need to get an all-star.
It's one of those expect the worst, hope for the best things.
Yeah, and so I think when that's your outlook, you can just kind of sit back and relax because you understand that winning a championship isn't the goal this year. And I think for a while it's been, I know for a while it's been, how do we get to the playoffs and how do we get to a position to compete for a conference finals and a championship? Like, at this point, you know, these young Bulls are not focused on a championship. It's just about trying to get better, trying to make sure you bring Shaedon Sharpe along, making sure Anfernee is able to mature, you know, a little bit more and can continue to get better, and then making sure Scoot Henderson evolves into the superstar. Scotty Brooks, former OKC coach, said that Scoot Henderson could be Russell Westbrook 2.0. And I think a lot of people kind of scoff at that. It's like, Westbrook, yes, Westbrook, going to the Hall of Fame, one of the greatest players ever. There was one triple-double season, one time back in the 60s, and this fool's did it like five times since then. You know, so having a guy that could be potentially compared to Russell Westbrook and his explosiveness and stuff like that, that's not a bad 2K build to have. If you tell me your character is supposed to be Russell Westbrook, oh yeah, let's run. We can go to the park all day.
Yeah, not bad at all. I loved Russell Westbrook
before we didn't love him. Right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, in his early OKC years when he started to pop, man, I loved Russell Westbrook. And then just over time, you know, you saw his game change a bit. But yeah, I mean, like, if you give me a young Russell Westbrook style of player
for
right
10
now,
years, yeah, I'm good with
I'm
that.
Down. I'm down. Just as long as he's not shooting those ridiculous mid-range jumpers that go off the top of the backboard.
And it looks like Scoot can actually shoot those little middies.
We'll see.
And so, I think that'll be a good thing. But man, I'm excited about this young team. These arguably, as if you're ranking like bigs, like top five of bigs in the league, probably the two best set of centers in the league on one team, arguably, in DeAndre Ayton and then Robert Williams.
I mean, I would have to look at some rosters, but
yeah. So
I would still take Jokic over those two guys combined.
I mean, I think most of us would. You know,
well, that's
slow ass Jokic, can't move, can't do anything, but man,
the sentient
still gets
tub
buckets,
of mayo himself,
you know, gets buckets.
Can I say something? I know we got to go really quick. Nobody said about these acquisitions of DeAndre Ayton and Robert Williams. Those are both players that the Blazers could have gotten with Dame here. The pieces were there. I'm just pissed as a Blazers fan. I'm gonna watch them. I'm gonna cover him as a journalist.
Hate watch.
Still butthurt, and I'm still thinking about just the fast transition away from Dame.
Something to keep in mind with this baby Blazers team is that 7 of their first 10 games are away games. 13 of their first 20 games are away games. So they're gonna learn how to be professionals.
So you mean they've
really
been set up for success?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what they do. Awesome. To Portland. They love to set them up with the schedule and love to take care of those small market teams, right? By the way, I'm sure the Lakers will be on opening night if you want to watch them.
They will. They play in the Denver.
Another Blazer season. Here we go. But football's on the TV. Football season is still going. Thank you for enjoying Football Sunday. We will catch you all next week at 9 a.m. We will be here. And again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Rashad, Jordan. Have a great Sunday, everybody. Peace.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
So the Portland Trailblazers start their season this week against... Yes.
I believe it's the Suns or the Clippers?
Clippers, yeah, the Clippers.
Sorry, they played the Suns twice in the preseason.
I knew that. Wednesday night in Los Angeles, 7:30 tip against the Los Angeles Clippers, or whoever is in a Clippers uniform that night. I would die if they load managed the first night of the season, sat Paul George and Kawhi Leonard just to stick it to the league. That'd
Could you
great.
Imagine if they traded for James Harden and then said, oh, we're going to load manage him.
Sit all three of them the first night. And then the Blazers home opener is going to be a Friday against the Orlando Magic. Tickets as low as $14, folks.
Go see Scoot, everybody. Blazers are pumping it out.
So how many games are you guys watching until you stop watching? You going 5, 10, 15 games? How long are you giving this baby Blazers experiment before you realize, man, I have a life and time that I can spend on other things?
Well, the great thing about this team is that there is no expectation.
That is true.
There's no, they need to make the playoffs. There's no, we need to get an all-star.
It's one of those expect the worst, hope for the best things.
Yeah, and so I think when that's your outlook, you can just kind of sit back and relax because you understand that winning a championship isn't the goal this year. And I think for a while it's been, how do we get to the playoffs and how do we get to a position to compete for a conference finals and a championship? Like, at this point, you know, these young Bulls are not focused on a championship. It's just about trying to get better, trying to make sure you bring Shaedon Sharpe along, making sure Anfernee is able to mature, you know, a little bit more and can continue to get better, and then making sure Scoot Henderson evolves into the superstar. Scotty Brooks, former OKC coach, said that Scoot Henderson could be Russell Westbrook 2.0. And I think a lot of people kind of scoff at that. It's like, Westbrook, yes, Westbrook, going to the Hall of Fame, one of the greatest players ever. There was one triple-double season, one time back in the 60s, and this fool's did it like five times since then. You know, so having a guy that could be potentially compared to Russell Westbrook and his explosiveness and stuff like that, that's not a bad 2K build to have. If you tell me your character is supposed to be Russell Westbrook, oh yeah, let's run. We can go to the park all day.
Yeah, not bad at all. I loved Russell Westbrook
before we didn't love him. Right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, in his early OKC years when he started to pop, man, I loved Russell Westbrook. And then just over time, you know, you saw his game change a bit. But yeah, I mean, like, if you give me a young Russell Westbrook style of player
for
right
10
now,
years, yeah, I'm good with
I'm
that.
Down. I'm down. Just as long as he's not shooting those ridiculous mid-range jumpers that go off the top of the backboard.
And it looks like Scoot can actually shoot those little middies.
We'll see.
And so, I think that'll be a good thing. But man, I'm excited about this young team. These arguably, as if you're ranking like bigs, like top five of bigs in the league, probably the two best set of centers in the league on one team, arguably, in DeAndre Ayton and then Robert Williams.
I mean, I would have to look at some rosters, but
yeah. So
I would still take Jokic over those two guys combined.
I mean, I think most of us would. You know,
well, that's
slow ass Jokic can't move, can't do anything, but man,
the sentient
still gets
tub
buckets,
of mayo himself,
you know, gets buckets.
Can I say something? I know we got to go really quick, and nobody said about these acquisitions of DeAndre Ayton and Robert Williams. Those are both players that the Blazers could have gotten with Dame here. The pieces were there. I'm just pissed as a Blazers fan. I'm gonna watch them. I'm gonna cover him as a journalist.
Hate watch.
Still butthurt, and I'm still thinking about just the fast transition away from Dame.
Something to keep in mind with this baby Blazers team is that 7 of their first 10 games are away games. 13 of their first 20 games are away games. So they're gonna learn how to be professionals.
So you mean they've
really
been set
quick
up for success?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what they do. Awesome. To Portland. They love to set them up with the schedule and love to take care of those small market teams, right? By the way, I'm sure the Lakers will be on opening night if you want to watch them.
Say will. They play in Denver.
Another Blazer season. Here we go. But football's on the TV. Football season is still going. Thank you for enjoying Football Sunday. We will catch you all next week at 9 a.m. We will be here. And again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Rashad, Jordan. Have a great Sunday, everybody. Peace.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help,
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.